Happy National Awkward Moments Day. Listen, I don't normally promote like these national sort of like days, you know, but this day is supposed to encourage you not to be so embarrassed by awkward moments.
Embrace the awkward?
That's what
we're doing?
That's what it's supposed to celebrate. Because
okay.
Awkward things happen to everybody. It's not unique to just you. But looking at some of the most awkward moments that people have said, it made me think, man, I live my life in awkward.
You do. You have kind of translated into a career.
So I would say probably one of the most awkward things that a moment that lives rent free in my brain is working with someone. No, this person wasn't a work colleague. I think it was someone who I was with like one of my daughter's school, and we were around them for a long, long time and years, you know, years. And it had never been a thing where I kind of remembered their name.
And you got past the point of being able to ask them.
Yes, of course.
Remind me of your name.
Right.
Which basically is like the second time you see them, right? That's kind of the limit for that, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I had a brain fart.
Remind
you know,
me of
what,
your name?
What's your name again? Yeah. So
you let that go on for years.
I let that go on for years to the point where I had to recall their name and I couldn't. And they looked at me and said, "You don't know my name, do you?"
Oh!
This lives rent free. And I wish I could tell you their name now. But I can't.
Come on now. There wasn't anyone else you could have asked.
Usually my wife and I have like a little system that we figured out that if one of us doesn't know the other person's name or something like that, we will make sure that the other person knows that, hey, you know, you gotta fetch it or say their name out loud, like, "Oh, Kelly, nice to see you again."
Right.
Something like that.
But then what if you both don't know? And then you have to seek someone else out that knows them to give you that information. And you never in years, you never sought anyone else out that knew that person too.
It was like one of those things where, you know, I would see them, they would say my Ben. I'd be like, "Hey,
how are you doing?
Good
to see you again.
You are looking great. Have you done something with your hair?
How have things been for you guys?"
Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, it was one of those casual acquaintances and things like that. But over the years, it just snowballed. And it's like every year it was like some, you know, I'd see them a handful of times each year, and every time it would come and go without their name being said.
Sometimes, it's always awkward if you're supposed to like introduce them to somebody else. Like if somebody else joins them, the proper thing to do would be to introduce them to who?
Well, that's how
friend.
It all came to a head, Kelly.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, I was introducing them, and yes, exactly. And I'm just like, and no, usually I'm pretty quick on my feet with that sort of thing, but I was literally speechless. So anyways,
I just had a brain fart. I can't even believe that I forgot your name.
I just kind of like shook my head and was like, and the other person was like, "Hi, I'm," you know, and the other person was like, "You don't know my name, do you?" And they called me out. And so anyways, it lives rent free.
I was like, "I just had a minor brain hiccup. That's it."
Yeah, that's all it was.
It's just a brain hiccup.
Remind me of your name again.
I've known it all these years. Come on. We've known each other for years.
Years.
Of course, I just had a little brain hiccup because, you know, I'm getting that age. That's what you could do.
Another person mentioned gossiping when I'm gossiping about someone over text and then I accidentally text the person I'm gossiping about.
Oh my gosh!
Have we all done the screenshot a text message and then send it to the person that you just did?
I mean,
have we all done that? We've all done that, right?
The wrong text to the wrong person, but not like talking about anybody. It just wasn't intended for them. But oh my gosh.
Shoot. Yeah.
Oh, you have to check and recheck. Who are you sending that to? Email, text, any of it.
Yeah.
Check and recheck.
Yeah. Another person said, clogging a toilet at someone's house when you're a guest and you can't find a plunger.
Have you done that? I feel like you've done that.
I mean, I clogged the toilet, the Pope's toilet in the Vatican.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
I remember there was a story. We made a promo out of it.
There was a recent story about that where I clogged the Pope's toilet.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. At least the Pope didn't know it was you. It's when you're the only culprit it could be.
Yeah.
That's when it's really awful.
Yeah.
Really bad. Telling a joke, nobody laughs.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Forgetting someone's name. Yes.
Gosh. Oh.
Hearing a recording of your own voice. Awkward.
Well, we have to do that every day.
I was going
to
say, that is literally us.
When I'm putting the podcast up and editing that down a little bit, I'm listening to us every day.
Are you embarrassed? Do you feel awkward?
No, I think for the most part.
You've gotten over it.
I've gotten over it. Yes, it's more clinical for me.
Yeah. Yes. You're like a surgeon, Kelly.
Yes. I'm going in there. I'm dissecting. I'm polishing. Maybe sometimes we can't find our words. I'm tightening that up a little bit. Just perfecting.
Jen rolls in and was like, hey, feel ya, Ben. I have friends I've known for years. Still forget their names. Yep. Katie says, so I called my husband's friend's girlfriend Giggles. They've been together for years, but I just can't remember her name.
Just give them a nickname.
Yeah.
That will make them feel like, you care that much about me. You've given me a nickname. Yeah. That's sweet.
Anyways, happy National Awkward Moments Day. Understand that it's okay.
We all have those moments.
Everyone has those moments. Some people are just awkward, like walking awkward people.
Tripping, falling, stumbling in public. Yes. Yes.
Oh, right.
Oh, I remember doing that in college.
Yeah.
In front of like hot guys.
Mm.
Dang it.
Mm. The worst is when you do that and you actually injure yourself. I did that when I was ice skating one time when I was in high school. I remember and I slipped. I fell forward and I cracked my chin on the ice and I had to get stitches. But like I pop up and I was like, I'm okay. And I'm like, I have a concussion. I'm like, I'm okay. I've got blood dripping down my chin.
Gosh.
And everybody's like, are you okay? And so it just makes it that much worse.
Right.
When everybody tries to come over and like see if you're okay, but you're like extremely embarrassed that you just did that. So anyways.
Well, we were at Tom Sawyer Park a couple of years ago. We were shooting video, all of us, and I was on my daughter's hoverboard.
Oh, yeah.
And remember when I fell?
That's right.
And I mean,
you, like,
I
hurt
was
your
just
wrist,
like, no,
didn't
it's
you?
Fine. I really hurt my wrist.
Yeah, you did.
I was really injured.
All right. Well, happy National Awkward Moments Day. Embrace it, all right? It's 99.7 DJX. We do every day. We've made a career of it.